Michigan is experiencing a shortage of substitute teachers. One way the shortage can be measured is by the fill rate. That's the percentage of open substitute positions that get filled. In 2012, the fill rate in Michigan was about 95%, and today it has dropped as low as 85%. So for every 100 classrooms that need subs, about 15 aren't getting them.
You know what that typically does is it leads to what we call a scramble plan at the district. It's a pretty big disruption chain of command.
That's Clark Galloway, president of EduStaff. They provide subs to more than 300 of Michigan's 500 districts. Galloway says this scrambling disrupts everyone at the school, from the other substitutes to teachers and principals.
And so whether it be one absence that day or 10 absences that day, it really is affecting the leaders and the teachers at the school district, but most importantly, it's affecting the quality of education.
Galloway says this is an issue nationwide.
We're starting to see fill rates across the nation declining, and the statistics that we're facing in central Michigan are not that far off of what we see on national trends.
So what's causing the decline in substitute teachers?
What we're finding is the biggest key or the biggest factor is really the overall economic factor. It's really the fact that we are trying to obtain candidates to work from the same general pool of employees that we are competing with other employers.
The decline is also an indication that interest in pursuing teaching is dwindling.
The percentage of people who are going into education has declined in the state of Michigan. I would say easily a 30 to 40% decline in the local colleges and universities and their educational programs has reduced the amount of qualified, certified teachers that are coming into the substitute teacher pool.
Galloway says the typical substitute 10 years ago was fresh out of college with a teaching certificate, hoping to land a teaching job. Today, the typical sub is a female in her 40s without a teaching certificate, returning to the workforce. But there are still some out there who are pursuing full-time teaching, and they see substituting as a means to that end.
I feel like it's the most important job in the world. It really makes you feel good about what you do at the end of the day.
29-year-old Tony Blauvelt lives in Oak Park, Michigan, and substitutes in several school districts.
It's fun, engaging. It allows you to infuse a lot of creativity into what you do. In spite of whatever, you know, challenges come with it, it's still what I love to do.
He is currently substituting and working toward his master's degree in education so he can teach full time. He has some ideas for what might increase the number of substitutes.
I guess the incentive would be stronger if maybe subs weren't privatized, maybe if subs could be hired by a district and know they have a home to go to where they get to know a staff and students really well, if they got paid better, if they had benefits.
In an effort to recruit, EduStaff has put billboards across the state, spreading the word about the need for substitutes. Galloway says more needs to be done, but he's optimistic.
You know, it takes time. It can't necessarily be done in 1 year. I will say that from what I can tell at the legislature level, whether someone's a Democrat or Republican, we're finding that more and more people are listening to the needs of education, and it looks to me like maybe some good solutions may be emerging.
And in the meantime, substitutes like Blauvelt will stay the course because he finds working with his students so gratifying.
Some of them have told me they genuinely learned from me. And that's a rewarding feeling because as a sub, you know, at times you're a glorified babysitter. And when students tell you, I really learned from you, or students say, you know, you made me a different person, that's the greatest thing you could ever ask for.
For WKAR News, I'm Katie Cook.